Hugh Cullen, you're down here to welcome Willie Mullins and the team back to the Lord Bagnall.
Yes.
There's some crowd here.
A huge turnout. And as we speak, here's the lorry, Willie's lorry, with Aya Maximus and maybe a couple of more horses. It's a great evening for all the people, Loughlinbridge and the surrounding areas. Fantastic. He's only back a couple of weeks ago with the winner, Galloping the Chomp. So we're all here again to celebrate this great event, Aisling. You know what I mean?
Brilliant. Hugh, it's fantastic for the local area, isn't it?
It is fantastic for the local area. All the spin-off that Willie has given, he employs about 90 people, and all the shops, restaurants and everywhere else, hardware shops, are doing tremendously well. So Willie is a brilliant, and he's a genius when it comes to training horses.
You're local, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm from up the road.
Just down to support.
Just down to support, that's all, yeah. Made a few pound on him.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
the best way to be.
Look at
it. It's some achievement only after a few weeks. And
absolutely
we're back again.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, you know. He's a serious operator.
Fantastic, isn't he? Do you know
that.
Willie?
No, I wouldn't, to be honest with you now. No, only just in passing. But I'm inclined to have an odd bet here and there, that's all, you know.
If you're down here to support Willie Mullins and Aya Maximus coming back, tell us, were you watching the race?
Yeah, it was.
Do you follow horse racing?
Yeah.
Do you go horse riding yourself?
Yeah, I do.
And what did you think of the win?
It was good, yeah.
Can you see yourself there one day?
Hopefully.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you know Willie Mullins and the team?
I know some of them.
And are they very hard workers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they work really hard.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And tell us then, what is, do you love, just horse riding? Do you have horses?
I love horse riding.
Michael, tell us, a fabulous win for Willie Mullins and the team.
It's a really fantastic result for Willie, the whole team. And the jockey, the owners, it's really a monumental victory. And I suppose it's one of those things we're living with, I suppose, with a person here in this area that really is an exceptional talent. The amount of his achievements have really been fantastic over the last many, many years now. And he's always been very good to Loughlin and supported all the businesses and things in the area. And he's a real credit to the area. It really put Loughlin on the map.
It's fantastic even to see such a crowd come out this evening to welcome him home.
Yeah, there's always a great crowd coming out for Willie, and it's nearly, I suppose, it happens more than once every year now. We've only had the Gold Cup with her here a few weeks ago, and it's really tremendous. But Willie's great, he loves to share his success with the area, and we're very, very pleased for him.
Leon, you were watching the racing.
Oh, be God, it was. So I watch the Grand National every year, and the Gold Cup, Cheltenham as well. I'm a big horse racing fan.
Huge success for Willie and the team.
Oh, sure, you know yourself. He's the best trainer in the world now, let alone Ireland. And Paul Townend, great jockey, you know what? Gets up on the horse, gets the job done, bish bash, done.
So, come here, how proud were you of Paul, Willie and the whole team?
Absolutely proud. You know, as a Carlo man, I was absolutely delighted for them, the whole family and the lot.
What's next for Willie Mullins and the team?
Oh, jeez, that's a tough one. Probably another Gold Cup, hopefully, next year, you know, with a bit of luck. Hopefully, Galloping the Shop will come back for the treble.
Rachel Blackmore, fantastic to see such a crowd here to welcome Willie Mullins and Paul Townend's home.
Yeah, look, it's brilliant. It's an incredible achievement by them, and also incredible by Willie to have really put his stamp on the UK trainer's title. So, everyone will be glued to that now and willing him forward there.
100%. Well, huge congratulations to you as well, Rachel, with Manila Indo. Tell us a bit about how the race went.
Yeah, look, he ran a super race. You know, it's you'd always love to win, obviously, but he ran really well. He's a fantastic horse. He's a Gold Cup winner who came back and did that in a Grand National. So yeah, look, we're delighted with his run.
Yeah, congratulations. It's fantastic to see Irish racing at the forefront of news at the moment. There's wonderful things happening.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's such fantastic horses in this country, and you know, the talent of the trainers who are looking after them is phenomenal. So it's great to be involved with it.
Well, listen, huge congratulations, Rachel, and thanks for chatting.
Super, thanks a million.
Pat, you're here to welcome Willie Mullins and the team home.
Yeah, here again a couple of weeks later, and delighted to be here. We're thrilled, we're very, very proud to have him in our community, and you know, to have and Maximus in our community and all those other great horses. So yeah, it's fantastic.
He's something else, Willie Mullins, isn't he?
He is, you know, he's top of his game. You have to admire him. There's nothing he can't do. The only thing he hasn't managed to do so far is get the rain to stop.
really good. Not many can do that. There's crowds here to welcome him back. It's fantastic to see the local support, but I know people have travelled as well.
Yeah, I see people from all over, and indeed when I was here at the Cheltenham welcome, I saw people from Dublin and everywhere that I knew. It's just it just captures people, but you know, it's great, and I think the amount of local people here just shows you the esteem that Willie and Jackie and Patrick are held in. I mean, they're a lovely family, they're lovely people, and you know, we love to see them having success. It's great, it gives us all a lift.
Irish racing is really at the forefront of the news at the moment, and it's great to keep it so local.
Yeah, well it is certainly, although monitoring the social media, I think the English are a bit miffed that Willie is leading the Trainers Championship there with 19 winners, and the fella behind him has 122 winners. So yeah, he's I suppose picked a lot of the good races, but as he said himself, David Casey will be a busy man getting races in England over the next few weeks to get this thing across the line. But sure, we're hoping that he'll be champion trainer in both England and Ireland this year.
Well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michael Lakes, it's great to have you here as well at the Laura Bagnall. A huge crowd have turned out.
Yes, same as for the Gold Cup.
I know.
Big, huge crowd as well, you know.
Only a few weeks ago. He's something else, our Willie Mullins, isn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, I was Willie's postman for a good few years, and he's a lovely fella as well as that, you know. He's a lovely fella, and I'm absolutely delighted for him.
He's really putting Ireland on the map even more so now for the Irish racing.
Oh, really, Venture. I mean, it's hard to credit like that he's able to do so much, you know. And now he's heading for the English Championship as well, to be the leading jockey or a trainer over there, you know.
And can he do it?
I'd say he can. If anyone can do it, Willie can do it.
Brilliant.
You know.
Michael, thank you.
I'm sure the English must be raging with us, you know, for that reason alone, because they're going over and sweeping everything in front of them, you know.
The right man to do it.
The right man in the right place, yeah.
Keith, Amund, you're just straight back from Aintree. Tell us, how was it?
Yes, it was a wonderful few days. We were there for the 3 days, and of course then on the final day for the Garnational, this was the icing on the cake for Willie winning with his horse. And actually, I was speaking with Edward on Saturday morning, and I tipped the horse, I Am Maximus, and I gave the second as well. Winner came in at 7-1, and the other one I said each way came in at 30-1. So I'm not sure if anybody backed them, but that was it, and I didn't back them myself.
Oh, sugar.
That's too busy.
I was going to say, Faith, tell us a little bit about the style then that you saw at Aintree. I mean, we saw yourself, you were looking absolutely splendid, but the style there was incredible.
Yeah, well, there'll be lots of style, and you know what, it's all about, with 70,000 people there on Grand National Day, it's a huge amount of people, a lot of young people, and young people have their own ways of dressing, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I always say, if you're out there enjoying yourself, you're doing nobody any harm, do what makes you happy. Isn't that it?
That's the main thing. This is huge success, I know, as we mentioned, for Willie Mullins and the team, but to have it here in Carlow as well, it's incredible.
It's wonderful, and you know, it's not just like, I suppose you could say it's like winning the lotto, but it's not really, because there's a lot of hard work goes into getting a horse, and your yard, your staff, everything, and getting a horse to this stage of winning a Grand National, there's a lot of hard work beforehand. We look here this evening, and it's wonderful to see the crowd here, see the lovely horse, and you know, but there is a huge amount of work has to go in, so fair play and congratulations to Willie and the staff.
They do fantastic work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And only a few weeks ago, I know, we were all back here as well with the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
He's heading for big things, as he has done already.
He is. But then, you know, Willie, he's obviously part of the village here, and you'll always meet him here in the Lord Bagnall. But on all the staff, he implies a lot of staff. So, as I said, we're all so proud and so delighted to be back here again today.
James Keogh, owner here of the Lord Bagnall Inn. James, it's a very proud day for you and for the community.
Ash, it's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, he's an amazing man, amazing guy, Willie. I mean, look, you know, I think the turnout here again says it all. He was only here, it's only 3 weeks ago he was here, so, you know, so, yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Well, I was here the 19th of March was the night he had here, so yeah. Amazing night, and look at your out and out gentleman, really,
back again.
And God willing, now you know, the air coming up with the Scottish Grand National and, you know, maybe the English Championship. That would be some achievement. Hasn't been done since the early 1950s, which is quite amazing. So I was just saying to Father Hennessy there, it's amazing to be living in these times with him, you know, and that we're here to share it as well, which is wonderful.
And as a businessman in the local community, it does wonders here as well, doesn't it?
Ah, yeah, sure,
it's
does.
Great.
Sure,
it lifts everybody's spirits.
Yeah. No, no, look, at he's a great contributor to the whole community. And not just financially, but every way, just every respect. As you said, the morale it gives to the community, the leadership, all that. You know, there are things that are very difficult to quantify, really. But you know, I was only speaking to some more people in the car park, and, you know, he's the same gentleman I met in 1979. You know, and he hasn't changed. He's out and a gentleman. Pleasure to sort of have him here as a client, and that we're looking after him over all these years. And, you know, what more I can say? Really, is just a wonderful man, and great success for the whole village. And look, as I said, look at all the kids and the families that are out here. You know, so it's just tremendous for us.
Michael, unbelievable win for Paul Townend, William Mullins, and the whole team.
Oh, what a year! Must have been a great day, but what a year in terms of winning the Champion Hurdle, Gold Cup. What can he not win? Is he going to the Eurovision? Did anybody tell me? No.
We're hoping. Good win for Carlo then as well. It's fantastic to see Ireland, and I suppose Carlo especially as well, at the forefront of racing at the moment. Irish racing is something else.
Something else. And I'm from a small county, Kildare, with plenty of horses down there, and probably not as many in Carlo, but you're punching well above your weight in terms of winnings. So look, it's brilliant. Great to see people here. The atmosphere on Saturday in Antrim was incredible. I was there, and it was just great fun.
Yeah. What was it like, when you saw Willie Mullins coming in at the front, or Paul even? What was it like?
Yeah, it was great, because everyone's... Well, I was... The first thing in my head was clicking up the numbers in the trainer championship as opposed to just the win. It took a while for that to get through, but it was just a great, great feeling to look at our three top jockeys coming first, second and third, and our horses winning so well. But fantastic for Paul, having another winner like that.
What's next for Willie Mullins, I suppose, in particular? And his team there, what do you think is coming?
It's like Kelso and Ayr and Sandown and any other race that happens to be in the UK that he can go to. I'd say is next. He's only a small amount ahead, but I'd say he'll be throwing a fair few darts at those places in the next few weeks.
Irish racing couldn't be stronger.
I mean, people will say about the big stables on, you know, dominating, which is always going to happen, but Punchestown, I think, will see a lot of winners this year from smaller stables too, so it's all good. It needs to go around a bit, you know.
Eddie Scally of KCLR Sports Team, you should be doing this job now, not me. Come here, it's fantastic to see so many people out here to welcome him home.
Yeah, no, look, it's brilliant, Ash, and you know, everyone's so happy for Willie as well, because he's such a, and I mean this when I say it, he's just such a gentleman anyway.
Everybody said it.
He'd never pass you. I've been lucky enough travelling around different places around the world to go and see racing, and even the likes of Cheltenham, when he's coming in after a winner, he'd stop straight away and he's, "Oh well, Eddie, how are you?" Or I'd say hello to my wife, you know. He's just a pure gentleman, and you'll see it when he comes back here. Everybody here is just so proud of him, and like I am too. I'm in awe of him as well as being proud of him, you know.
To have such a local winner, and to obviously be so close with the winning team as well, it's fantastic, isn't it? It's great for the community as well.
It is. It's phenomenal. Like, I mean, Willie employs a huge amount of people in this region, but what he also does as well is there's other yards that prepare the horses that are a little bit younger before they go to Willie's, so they all kind of string out of that. And then for us in Goran Park, you know, Willie's, it's his local track, and he says that the whole time. So when he's on the world stage, he'll still refer back to Tyeste's, or he'll refer back to Redman's Day. And that's brilliant to see now, you know. So the horse is going to start coming in behind us as well.
Yeah, he's coming in. We'll hear him coming in now. Looking at him, he's looking fantastic, isn't he? The horse itself.
Yeah, no, Willie. No, Willie looks great too, actually. He's had a few bits and pieces added to him. But the horse is in, he's in fine fettle for a horse that ran 4 mile 2 the other day. Willie said he has a bit of a personality. So when a trainer tells you a horse has a bit of a personality, that's a nice way to say it to you. Stand back. And you can see he's got a bit of a gap there formed from him to everybody else. But he's a beautiful horse. And, you know, the world is his oyster now. I mean, he's a high-rated horse. I think it'll go probably for a Gold Cup next year. So it's going to be all roads leading towards that, I'd say, for next year for Willie.